It's Adam Carolla and Dr. Doolittle. Love Line. We're here with ICP.
Good radio. Good radio, Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Violent J is here for the Insane Clown Posse. Bizarre is the name of the CDs, because there are two of them named Bizarre, and they will be coming out on Halloween, fittingly. And I'm going to give you a few places you can find Violent J and Shaggy.
With his new face.
With his new face, God willing, that you won't see because he'll be wearing a Mexican wrestling mask.
For those of you that are just tuning in, Shaggy was injured wrestling and he's getting reconstructive robotic surgery done on his face.
That's right. He'll have the eyes of 10 men when he gets out from under the knife. On the 1st of November, they'll be in New York at Sam Goody. And on the 3rd, they'll be in Boston at Tower. And on the 4th, they'll be in Pittsburgh at a National Record Mart in Los Angeles. This is all the 1st through the 11th of November, and they'll be signing this CD.
But one more thing. There's several other places. If you can't go to InsaneClownPosse.com, you can go to Riders.com. You can go to the 6th.com. You can go to RealJuggalos.com. There's millions of Juggalo websites.
I see. All right, so check those out if you want to find the Insane Posse in a town near you. Brian?
Oh, yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
I just wanted to ask Jay about necrophilia.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Some Jay's into?
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. I have this friend.
Well, he's into sex, pure and simple, one way or the other.
He has this friend.
Who died?
No.
No, okay.
He's always talking about it.
His friend, huh?
And, if his friend really does it, do you think he could get any, like, diseases or anything?
Why do you think your friend talks about it? Friend talks about it so much.
Are you the friend, Brian?
No.
No.
And how do you have access to corpses?
It's his dead dog.
It's not me, it's my friend.
All right, where does he find a corpse?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
You don't ask, huh?
No.
Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
And he talks about having sex with dead people, and you don't ask where he gets the bodies.
Nope.
Well,
Drew, what can you get? Can you get worms?
I have no clinical experience with this. But presumably, it depends how dead the person is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
you know,
really?
You know about the 22-year-old penis size, but you don't know about the dead body dingling.
Well, it depends how dead. Because if it's a few hours dead, I imagine STDs are possible.
Well, we've all had the scenario where we're banging the bejesus out of a hooker, she dies halfway into it, we don't even know it because we're too hopped up on
technically,
blues.
Technically, that's not a dead person.
That's not necrophilia.
No.
If they're alive when you start,
right.
That's not necrophilia, is it?
Happened to me 2-3 times.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's just this year. Yeah, but if they're sitting around for a while, then there's problems, right?
Yeah, but then I worry just about the kind of bacteria that break the skin.
Right, so you're saying, this is necrophilia, it's a lot like a barbecue. Go ahead and eat the pork chops, make sure they're fresh.
Yeah.
Don't have ones that have been sitting in the sun.
Are you guys giving advice to necrophiliacs? Like,
no.
It's cool.
No.
Check this out. If you're a necrophiliac, or if your friend is a necrophiliac, maybe he should die. And then he can get all the skins he wants off the dead bodies. But tell him to wait till he dies. You know what I mean? If he's got a problem with that, speed up the process. You know what I mean? Help yourself, help your friend out. Put it somewhere on his neck, kick the chair, whatever. Once he dies, then he can get all the skins he wants.
You know how they say when you die, you come out of your body and hover over it, and you see everything that's going on? Imagine seeing yourself getting banged. You know what I mean? I'd love to hear that story. It's like, I saw a white light. So they said, I heard a voice say, come to the light. I rose above my body. Then I saw a nurse, this big orderly banging the hell out of my corpse. So I decided to come back down. Or, by the way, would you wait till he was done before you came back down? Because you wouldn't want to come back down right in the middle of a rape, would you?
But if you just died, would you really care if somebody was banging your butt out and your corpse? You know what I mean? You'd be like, where am I going? Heaven or hell? What's the deal? I don't care if somebody's banging my dead body out. I want to know what I'm destined for.
Well, that's a good question. So you're saying...
No, let's not muse about that. Let's go on.
All right.
It's not a good question.
Yeah, tell your friend to go and... do something to himself.
Paul,
it's hard not to cut
away.
I'm trying to have respect.
Paul?
What?
Paul, you're 14.
Hey.
What's up?
Look.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, like, big fan. That's right. Like, all this stuff. Like, 16 CDs, posters, hats, t-shirts. Now.
Your balls? Let's get to it. Your balls. Do they swing to the left or to the right?
Nice, long.
All right.
You all get it.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
You got a CD when it comes out on Halloween?
Mm. Gotta like ditch school to get it.
All right, good man. Ditch school. That won't be the first time, will it?
No.
All right, Paul, you're going places, brother.
Don't scratch your nuts too fast, you'll burn them. If you scratch your nuts really fast in one spot, it starts to burn.
You'd be like an Indian starting a fire.
Start to shave a little bit.
Yes.
Goodbye.
All right, Paul.
That's my friend. What up?
All right.
And if a girl is performing fellatio on you, it might feel good at the time if she gently scrapes her teeth on your dingling, but the next day you will find yourself with tiny little red scabs.
Right. Mm. So it's important to, what?
Tell her, don't use your teeth, bitch.
Okay. What if you just say, I try not to use the word bitch when the penis is in the mouth. You understand?
When the teeth are on the penis, the word bitch comes out of the mouth spontaneously.
Right. Oh, touche. Damn, bitch. Brody?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
Hey, I had a question for you on that if a girl likes you, she will let you know. And if she doesn't like you, then she won't let you know. And I was wondering if this was for all girls in
general? Yes.
Okay. Very different across the board.
If they're interested, you will know.
He wants to know about a boy, though.
Why?
Is that for boys, too? Because I like my friend Jaren, and Jaren doesn't even like me. I even patted him on his butt, and he didn't tweak his butt at me.
Okay, I had a question for Dr. Joel.
Yeah, Brody, go right ahead.
Same thing.
What's that?
How come is it, I don't know if this is just a thing, that girls like guys that, you know, treat them like...
With the S word, you idiot. Please. Listen, you guys who are 19 and complaining about women only liking the a-holes, it's not true. It's not that they love a-holes, it's that they hate pussies. Yeah. And you're bothering them. And you're needy, and you're clingy, and you're weak, and you're insecure, and you're upset. It's not the a-holes that they love, it's that they're repelled by you. Right, Drew?
And certain guys get away with a lot of stuff. Just the way some women do, too.
They like
guys get away
with women like confidence, even if it's trumped-up perceived confidence. Yeah. Thank you. Adam.
Hey,
turn your radio down, would you?
Hey, all
right. Yeah.
Go.
Turn your radio down, you idiot.
I got it. What up, Jay?
What up, Adam?
Hardcore Juggalo from Cali.
Hell yeah. Listen, you're not going to tell us about how you spank your monkey and you nutted and your dingling went limp, are you?
Nah.
Let's get to some real dirt. Come on!
Yeah,
how's the syphilis?
What's up with the Dark Lotus?
Come on! What about the balls, man? Come on! Your balls, man, are they flaking? Do they stink? Come on! Should balls stink? That's a good question. My balls stink.
Yeah.
Should they stink? They shouldn't stink, right? I mean, Ned and stink. Women's vaginas stink. How come balls don't stink?
They do.
Stink after.
Yeah. Hey, Adam?
After they slap against the butthole for a good half hour,
Adam, you have a question?
Yeah, what's up with Dark Lotus, Jay?
Oh. Dark Lotus is the very next project. It's Insane Clown Posse, Twisted, and Ishan the Unholy, and Blaze Your Dead Homie, all as one group. We won't be performing any sexual advice on the album. That's why you have to get it here right now.
Doug?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to ask Violent J how come he wasn't at the smokeout when I saw the tour bus pull up.
Those are promotional vans that are promoting for the new album because we don't get radio play and we don't get MTV, and the only way we promote is through the streets. You can either use a giant radio antenna to promote your albums coming out, or you can just simply drive around and do it yourself without the help of the giant radio antenna.
Well,
now,
Doug, how was this?
It was real fun.
Yeah.
Because I talked to Rude Boy there.
Yes, the Rude Boy was there in full effect as he's here with me right now.
The 420 surprise show.
The what?
The 420 surprise show.
What's that?
It's like a special band each year gets pulled out, like you don't know who it's going to be each year.
I don't know if that will be us.
Jay doesn't know who it is this year either.
But I will tell you this much. When I urinate...
Mm-hmm.
Hurts?
Okay.
Hurts?
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't burn.
It sprays.
It sometimes
sprays around.
It doesn't hurt at all, but it sometimes whistles.
Is there a tune to that, or?
Only when I, squeeze it and turn the penis around.
Or you pull it out like a balloon.
The beginning of a May R.
If I cock it to the left, it's like,
penis.
If I cock it to the left, it's like, cock it up. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, listen,
That's one cider jug I wouldn't want to play.
Listen, let's get back to my penis.
Yeah.
Um, I bust a small nut after I urinate every single time.
What?
I bust a nut.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because it's like I'll, right?
Right.
And I'll be done, I'll zip up, start walking out of the bathroom, and I'll be like, and I'll sit and put my ding-a-ling over the toilet, and then, can I get one of them drip noises?
Anderson, that's your cue for the drip noise.
Yeah, the drip noise, please.
No, he doesn't want to do it.
Anyway, but maybe that's what your nut sounds like, brother. Anyway. There it goes.
Right.
All right. So my ding-a-ling lets a little bit of skeet out after I take a leak. And it doesn't feel good. And it's not like, oh, yeah.
You know, that's pus, brother.
Maybe that's discharge.
No, it's straight up nut. It's not pus.
Yes.
It's nut.
How do you know?
Pus.
Oh, I know what it looks like because I'm very familiar with my own nut because I'm constantly spatting it off in groupies' faces.
What's that thing?
Right in their face. Get it all. Get painted, freak. That's what I say. Get painted when I'm painting them with my jizz.
Yeah, that you can go down and get painted with Jay's jizz on the the 1st in New York and then the 3rd of November in Boston.
I don't got syphilis or nothing with drippy nut dingling.
Some people can leak. And you say you don't do steroids. That's the way you get leak. And weightlifters get leaked sometimes, too.
Well, that would be me.
Yeah.
You're throwing around this big
weight. But the only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's such a thing as, you know, the sort of equivalent to throwing someone up on the rack like they do in an automobile. But I think if Jay walked into my office and I was a doctor, I'd say, let's put him up on the rack. Throw him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to examine here. Yeah. We got NyQuil addiction.
Right.
I mean, it's really time.
The inflamed butthole that I've yet to bring up. Would you like to get into that now?
Well, we'll bring that up in the next break.
Nipple leak. Both of them leak.
Yeah. Kayla?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to be dry docked and overhauled is what I'm saying. Yeah. You're 26. What's up?
Oh, it's good to talk to you guys. I'm a psychologist, and I listen to you guys.
Well, that's good, Danny. Shave your muff. Men don't like hairy bushes.
This is a great night for you to be stopping by. It's wonderful.
Shave your bush. Tell her.
I'm very proud to be a part of the show.
Shave your bush, can I?
Shave your bush. Men don't like big, hairy muffs.
Right.
That was 80s.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
If you look in the back of some of these magazines, there are a handful of publications dedicated to the hairy muff.
Those are the same weirdos like the kid that just called here and said he's got a 3-inch prick. You know what I'm saying? There's other people out there, but the majority of the people like a nice shaven netting hole.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a psychologist. I listen to you guys almost every night. I feel like you contribute to my education.
Right.
Thank you.
But my question is...
Tonight, I'm sure it was over the top is what you're learning. So go ahead. Yeah.
I haven't gotten a period in about a year and a half.
You can't get through that hairy ass bush,
ain't it? Is this a lifelong problem with regular periods or something new?
No, this is new. I've been on the pill for about 10 years, and I'm a fairly small person, but I don't think I'm small enough that this should be
an issue.
Problem.
Do you have eating problems at all?
I did when I was a teenager, but not for a long time.
Could you be underweight now and not really be sort of assessing that well?
I'm 5'2", I weigh 110.
All right. Okay, and so what's, you're on the pill still now?
Yeah.
What pill
and
are you
my,
on?
I guess my concern is, I've talked to my doctor about it. She said as long as I'm on the pill, it's fine. I'm getting everything that I need.
What pill are you on?
Orthonovum.
Which one? You're right. I mean, there's a school of thought that women should be on the pill continuously and not have periods.
True. What about just a good kick in the side? You think that might start up?
I suspect that
the period.
She could make you have your doctor could make you have a period with some progestational agents. You would have it, but the question is why necessarily?
Okay, but it seems odd to me, and I guess I'm concerned about osteopenic. And I'm concerned whether that
ostrich
could
penis.
She lost the calcium in her bone. But you're osteopenic. You documented osteopenia at 26.
Yeah, I was anorexic when I was a teenager.
I see.
Hey, Kayla.
I see.
I'm glad you're a fan of the show, and I'm glad you're gleaning some information off the show. But why are all therapists and psychologists crazy?
Same reason you and I are interested in this stuff.
She just admitted she has an ostrich's penis, and you guys are blowing the whole thing off like it ain't nothing.
Yeah. I think people with problems are probably drawn to the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. But maybe...